back here on a Wednesday morning. And see, we bring you in, and you're so comfortable behind the mic, Laura, that, get in here. We're doing it.
Hurry up. Get your act together. We're ready to go.
Manchester Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Laura Holtz joining us this morning, and for good reason. We are in the middle of Tickets to Be Sold vacation raffle time.
Yes, it's such an exciting time. I mean, now today is different. Now, if I would have been in here last week when it was cold and miserable, and it is cold out today, but it's a beautiful day. Have you been outside? The sun is shining.
Okay, yes, but if you had a choice between 23 degrees or, hey, let's go to a sunny shore on a beach where it's, you know,
you
80.
Definitely have a point.
There
absolutely.
You go.
So, yes, so this is our vacation raffle. It is a fundraiser that the Chamber does to help continue putting on the wonderful community events and different things that we do within the chamber. And this is a $5,000 vacation voucher through Visit the Magic Travel or $3,000 cash. So, and we only sell 500 tickets. So your odds are really good and the tickets are $20 a piece.
Now,
so,
Nicole with the Visit the Magic Travel.
Yep.
Started out really doing Disney tours, but recently she's really got on a cruise thing.
Yes, the river cruises. Yeah, so this is great for any, that $5,000 voucher is good for anything like that, a cruise or a resort or, you know, a fun Caribbean trip. So, yeah, lots of good options and things that you can choose from in doing that. Or if a vacation isn't your thing, you can do a whole lot with $3,000 of cash.
Yes. Hello. Now, here's the thing, and here's the, we won't call it a wrinkle.
Mm-hmm.
For years, we've been drawing this on Valentine's Day, and the tickets say Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is a Saturday.
Yes.
And everybody that has seen it is, well, it's a Saturday. You guys going to? Yes, we're going to do it on a Saturday.
Still going to do it on Valentine's Day. So, yes. So stay tuned. February 14th is when we're doing our big drawing. So
we will do it just after 9 o'clock.
Yes.
On Saturday morning. So after you tune in and hear CBS News and a check of the weather, you'll be joined by myself and Laura, and we will draw the winner. And we will wish them well. Then yes. You'll contact them.
I will be reaching out. Yes, as soon as we have our winner that day, I will be reaching out and letting you know. And you don't have to know exactly that day if you want the trip or if you want the cash. And you don't have to know where you're going. But you might have it all planned. Your bags might already be packed. So,
yeah. Yeah. Indeed.
Yes, yeah, so we will do that.
Since we haven't talked since the banquet. Great banquet.
Oh,
good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kudos to everybody there. Great wins for everybody.
It was a wonderful evening. Once again, Mother Nature, she's got something against me. I don't know what. But anyway, so once again, we had to make some adjustments to our scheduling because of a blizzard warning of all things. So anyway, but no, we changed the date and it was a wonderful night. Recognized some great businesses. Bobin's, as I'm sure you've heard, was the 2025 mm-hmm. Business of the Year. The Rotary Club of Manchester was the Meritorious Service Award winner.
Thank you.
Yes, as a Rotary member, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Nicole Riley was the winner of the Ernest Hay Howe Chamber Person of the Year. And our Ambassador of the Year was Morgan Weber. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
a good evening.
So now, don't put that voodoo out there because the next big event for you is the Spring Open House, which comes at what, mid-March?
It is.
And don't be
I know.
Making it so rain comes in.
I know. Well, gosh, it's March. It could be snow. You never know.
No.
But no, March 19th through the 21st are going to be our spring retail open houses. And as we have started doing, we're going to do the punch cards. That really seems to be something that the public likes. And it's good for the retailers. But we'll have punch cards that you can acquire as you go to the different businesses. And then for, you know, every time you spend some money, you get a punch and you can turn in those punch cards. And I will do a drawing the next week after those open houses for a prize.
And so, by the way, the week after that is Ag Appreciation Luncheon.
Yes. Busy, busy, busy.
Do we have a speaker yet?
We do. The speaker is Dr. David Cole. So this is a Dr. Cole year. So yes, and that is March 24th. Now, I know it's not normally on a Tuesday, so make sure to put that on your calendar that it is Tuesday, March 24th. We have to work with Dr. Cole's schedule, and he's actually going to be in Ames the day before, so it works really good because he is not from here. So we need to take him when we can get him, and March 24th is the date for that Ag Luncheon. And as in previous years, it will be 10 o'clock will be the breakout speech by Dr. Cole, followed with maybe some questions and answers, a Q&A time, because there will be some FFA students in the audience that they can ask some questions, as well as the public, if you would like. Then the lunch will be served. And then after lunch, we will have then the keynote speech also by Dr. Cole. And keep in mind, these are two different topics that he will be talking about. So make sure to come at 10 so you're able to catch all of it. And those tickets are on sale at the Manchester Chamber of Commerce.
Am I thinking right? Illinois, or is he Ohio? Where is he?
I know he's from Virginia Tech, but I can't think. I don't know exactly where he's from.
Oh, well.
But I know it's not from here.
It's always good to hear from him, though. He's got great insight into the industry. And to be able to talk about it in a way that says, hey, I really feel like this is the direction we're going, and then to watch it unfold is pretty impressive.
It is. It is. And one of the topics that he is going to be speaking on is thriving during economic chaos. So I think that'll be very eye-opening. And again, we bring in FFA kids from around the area. Donna Boss does that and puts on a great career fair for those FFA kids, and then they're able to stay and listen to Dr. Cole speak. So I think that's a wonderful opportunity for them as well.
And while you have your calendar out and you mark the Tuesday, the 24th, flip ahead a couple months and mark down the 5th and 6th of June.
Yes, River Days 2026. We are so excited. We have some great music lined up for Friday night, so definitely put that on your calendar.
Are we keeping our mouth shut at this point?
Well, I think the secret's out, but we'll keep it. We'll make a big announcement at some point.
Okay.
But I think the secret's kind of trickling out a little bit. But but that's okay. But no, a great night of music on Friday night. And then Saturday, we are bringing back the 5K. Now, we were doing a 5K run there for a while. We tried doing it on Friday evening just to do something different and change it up. But we heard that people actually really wanted it on Saturday. And so we are going to bring back the Saturday morning 5K run. And we are also going to have our normal vendor fair like we've done in the past, as well as a kids zone with lots of things for kiddos to do. And those details will be coming as we, you know, get our organization, get things going, get things organized. And I will have coming soon, just kind of keep an eye on our Facebook page, because coming soon we will have forms ready for vendors that they can apply if they would like to have a spot at our vendor fair on Saturday, June 6th.
There you go.
Stay tuned to our Facebook page.
A great resource indeed. Of course, you can also join Laura and I every month as we continue to do. We're glad to be able to. Laura, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Indeed. A part of, that's what it means. Locally owned, locally involved here, Mix 94.7.